4. Into the locative. The Standard had an all-night restaurant off its lobby, a long, glass-fronted operation with wide booths upholstered in matte black tuck and roll, punctuated by the gnarled phalli of half a dozen large San Pedro cacti. Hollis watched Alberto slide in his Pendletoned mass along the bench opposite hers. Odile was between Alberto and the window.
Cyberspace, Odile pronounced gnomically. It is everything.
Everything? What is?
Cyberspace, Odile reaffirmed. Everts.
She made a gesture with her hands that reminded Hollis, in some dimly unsettling way, of the crocheted model uterus her family life education teacher had used as an instructional aid. Turns itself inside out, offered Alberto, by way of clarification. Cyberspace. Fruit salad and a coffee. This last, Hollis realized after an instant's confusion, addressed to their waitress. Odile ordered café au lait, Hollis a bagel and coffee. The waitress left them.
I guess you could say it started on the 1st of May 2000, Alberto said.
What did?
Geohacking, or the potential thereof. The government announced then that selective availability would be turned off on what had been, until then, strictly a military system. Civilians could access the GPS geo-coordinates for the first time.
Hollis had only vaguely understood from Philip Roche that what she would be writing about would be various things artists were finding to do with longitude, latitude, and the Internet, so Alberto's virtual rendition of the death of River Phoenix had taken her by surprise. Now she had, she was hoping, the opening to her piece.
How many of those have you done, Alberto?
And were they all posthumous, though she didn't ask that?
9,
Alberto said. At the Chateau Marmont, he gestured across sunset, I've most recently completed a virtual shrine to Helmut Newton, on the site of his fatal crash at the foot of the driveway. I'll show you that after breakfast. The waitress returned with their coffees. Hollis watched as a very young, very pale Englishman bought a yellow pack of American Spirit from the man at the till. The boy's thin beard reminded her of moss around a marble drain.
So the people staying at the Marmont, she asked, they have no idea, no way of knowing what you've done there?
Just as pedestrians had no way of knowing they stepped through the sleeping river on his sunset sidewalk.
Nope, said Alberto, none. Not yet.
He was digging through a canvas carry-all on his lap. He produced a cell phone, married with silver tape to some other species of smallish consumer electronics. With these, though, he clicked something on one of the conjoined units, opened the phone, and began deftly thumbing its keypad. When this is available as a package, he passed it to her. A phone, and something she recognized as a GPS unit, but the latter's casing had been partially cut away, with what felt like more electronics growing out of it, sealed under the silver tape.
What does it do?
Look, he said.
She squinted at the small screen, brought it closer. She saw Alberto's woolen chest, but confused somehow with ghostly verticals, horizontals, a semi-transparent cubist overlay. Pale crosses? She looked up at him.
This isn't a locative piece, he said. It's not spatially tagged. Try it on the street.
She swung the duct-taped hybrid toward sunset, seeing a crisply defined, perfectly level plane of white cruciforms, spaced as on an invisible grid, receding across the boulevard and into virtual distance. Their square white uprights, approximately level with the pavement, seemed to continue in increasingly faint and somehow subterranean perspective back under the rise of the Hollywood Hills.
American fatalities in Iraq, Alberto said. I had it connected to a site, originally, that added crosses as deaths were reported. You can take it anywhere. I have a slideshow of grabs from selected locations. I thought about sending it to Baghdad, but people would assume real grabs on the ground in Baghdad were photoshopped.
She looked up at him as a black Range Rover drove through the field of crosses, in time to see him shrug.
Odile squinted over the rim of her white breakfast bowl of café au lait.
"Cartographic attributes of the invisible," she said, lowering the bowl. "Spatially tagged hypermedia."